I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. The surge in coronavirus cases in Iowa and an increasing number of critically ill patients is raising concerns about having enough beds and health care providers. While Iowa's hospitals are not as full as they were this past fall, the latest spike has officials worried. On Wednesday, University of Iowa hospitals and clinics reported 41 COVID-19 admissions, including 36 adult patients and 5 pediatric patients. The need for intensive care beds across the state will continue to grow, peaking at nearly 400 beds in October, according to projections from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington. And the UI's Graduate Student Workers Union is calling for stronger on-campus mitigation protocols against the coronavirus. The union members sent a list of demands to the UI administration and the Board of Regents in a letter and followed that up yesterday morning with a die-in protest on the Pentacrest, designed to draw attention to their plea. Demands include more remote work options, a mask mandate inside campus buildings, and required vaccinations or mandatory weekly testing of unvaccinated people, none of which are currently in place. And Des Moines Performing Arts is requiring all of its staff and volunteers to be vaccinated against COVID-19 for the upcoming performance season, according to the Des Moines Register. Meanwhile, the nonprofit organization is considering safety protocols for attendees of its shows, which may include wearing masks. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett. Now here's a look at the forecast.